Welcome to the Red Cedar Rundown, the number one MSU basketball and football fan podcast. On this week's episode, three-peat, we recap the emphatic close to the Big Ten regular season and get you ready for this weekend's Big Ten tournament with our preview and predictions. We also discuss Corona and its newly announced effects on the NCAA tourney. We'll get into plenty of that as I risk my life to do the show. Send us your comments and questions, and we'll be sure to read them on the show. Clark?
Repeat.
Repeat.
You'll love to see it.
Love to see it.
I want to give you credit, Gary, for being a believer, the voice of reason on the show. You usually are. You were right.
I'm wrong a lot of times.
You were right on this, though. I said 3-1 was the best we were going to do. You said 4-0 was possible. Boys went on a little bit of a run.
Things needed to happen. Those happened.
Boys look good. Closing the season strong. I'm very pleased. I mean, four ranked teams, right, in a row?
Yeah.
Not upset about it. Improved our resume huge.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Two of which were on the road.
Amazing.
Our two best road wins came in the last four games of the season.
At Maryland, huge. At Penn State, big win. Not as big as at Maryland, though.
Absolutely.
Really just makes you think how close we were to winning that conference outright.
One layup away, actually.
Blowing the Maryland game.
Blowing the Penn State game.
Losing by one to Wisconsin.
Losing by a few to Indiana.
But we'll take it. I'm not going to be upset with the Big Ten championship.
No, I'm not. You know, I do. The one thing I don't like about it is we have to share it with one of the grossest teams
Wisconsin,
in the Big Ten.
Yeah, disgusting swine.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, not really. Just don't play a good brand of basketball. Nobody likes watching Wisconsin basketball.
And no one likes any of their players.
Yeah,
Brad Davidson.
I just don't care for Wisconsin, period. Like, end of story. That's it.
As a state as a whole as well.
I think it's a nice state. It's pretty beautiful. I've never been. But what I've heard is it's really nice. You know, like Michigan's little brother kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Little brother jokes. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
Ha ha. I don't know. I heard it's nice, you know? I heard good things. I mean, it's not Michigan. I mean, you're not Mish. You don't have a lake named after you.
That's true. They do get to share it with us, though, so.
Don't care. We got the better side.
Well, a lot of that will be decided who actually is the real Big Ten champion during the Big Ten tournament, which will be going on this weekend. We'll have a full preview and our predictions coming up later in the show. But let's quickly get into the last two games, just quickly recap what went down against Penn State and the home finale and Cassius home finale against Ohio State. Let's start with this Penn State game. The final was 79-71. Got to give shout-outs to both me and Clark.
Mm.
Clark predicted a 77-71 score. Gary predicted a 79-73 score.
I got the Penn State score. Gary got the Spartan score. So the Red Cedar Rundown was 100% correct.
That's true.
You're welcome, everybody. We've been pretty good with our predictions lately.
Yeah. I would say that we've been pretty spot on. So should probably
except for me against Maryland.
Okay.
We'll just forget about that one. Yeah.
Throw that one out the window, Clark. Yeah. But a scary first half in this Penn State game, down by as many as 15 after an insane three-point shooting barrage from Penn State. Myron Jones again
went off from
three.
I was like, this is happening again. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
He hadn't played in like five games.
Yeah, comes back and just
shooting
threes.
85% from three, like he's shooting free throws. No big deal.
He did finish 4 from 9 from three. He had a little rougher second half,
luckily.
It was
a classic first half from MSU.
Yep. And
down 15 at the break, I think. Something like that.
Somewhere around. I don't know if it was at the break because I think we made a little run.
Yeah. It was 46-31 at halftime.
Okay, there it is. I was wrong.
And then it was Spartans in the lead about 5 minutes into the second
half.
Yeah,
that was one of the more impressive runs we've had all season.
Championship run right there. That was a championship run.
Yeah, we really exerted our dominance.
The boys dug deep. The boys got it done.
Yep. And I mean,
X-Tillman.
Yep. Rocket. I mean,
X-Tillman's defense, though, bro.
He National Defensive Player of the Year.
Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Didn't make the top 10 for National Defensive Player of the Year somehow.
Completely ridiculous.
Unbelievable. I mean, I want some answers. That's all I know.
Well, when you have people that don't watch games.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You can tell that the people voting for the Big Ten watch Big Ten games all season.
He shut down the best players.
Yeah.
He guarded the best team's best player all the time, and he shut them down. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about some of those awards, because I think they did a fantastic job, honestly, other than one person who decided not to make Cassius Winston unanimous.
Oh, the slouch.
First.
Graham Couch.
Team. Yep.
Yeah. I'd love to talk to Graham Couch about that. He tries to be so fucking edgy and cool all the time. And because his AP votes, remember when he put out his poll all the time, he always wanted to be edgy and different than everybody. And like, if you didn't have a road win yet, you can't be ranked in the top 25. It's like, cool, Graham. You get picked on at school or something? I don't understand. Like, what's going on? Like, Cassius Winston, not first team. He goes, well, I put Xavier Tillman first team. Yeah, you could argue that he could have been first team all Big Ten. Like, that doesn't make Cassius not. They're two different positions.
Yeah.
He put A.O. Dossamu, from Illinois.
Yeah.
Great player. No Cassius Winston.
Absolutely not.
No Cassius Winston. I mean, over the last four games, Cassius is shooting like 75% from three.
18 out of 24, I believe.
It's ridiculous, Gary. Cool. AO hit a couple big shots during big games. Guess what? His team didn't win the conference. I don't care. Graham Couch, that's enough talking about him for the day. We call him the slouch from here on out. That's what he is. Couch the slouch. That's what he is on this podcast.
So, real quick about Penn State, I want to mention something. Lamar Stevens had one of his worst games of the entire season. Couldn't hit a shot the entire game.
Locking his ass down?
Yeah.
Who was locking his ass down? 3 of 19. X.
X is going to give it to you.
Going to give it to you. That's what I'm talking about. Rocket put up a bunch of shots. He's getting confident. I'm fine with him shooting. I mean, he only shot 7 of 20, 2 of 10 from 3. Like a few more of those to fall. Here's my thing with Rocket Watts. Instead of settling for, you know, a jab step every time and a backstep three-pointer,
he's
been blowing by people, though. Take the ball to the hole, bro. Keep going. I mean, that'll set it up to where they have to guard you going to the hole, and you have a wide-open three.
Yep.
But don't do this. Don't settle for 10 step-back threes in the game.
Yeah, he definitely that. I mean, we'll get into it in the Ohio State recap, but, I mean, that was pretty much evident when he hit a few threes, and then he fell in love with it, and he bricked a bunch.
Yep.
But he did have a good game that game, and Henry again, steady Henry lately, 12 points in that game against Penn State, and got to talk about it, the Izzo-Winston little toss-up
when
there.
Cash took it to the hole, when Izzo was like, call timeout, and Cash just was like, no, I'm not going to do that, just took it to the hole. It was a pretty errant shot. He's lucky it went in.
It went in, though.
It went in. And then I liked it. I liked to see the fire.
I liked it. One of the craziest, like, 30-second segments, the huddle that followed. Like, it was a lot of shouting, and then there was some, like, hugging.
They didn't
draw up
a play, right? There was no play drawn up during that entire huddle. It was just shouting back and forth, screaming, getting each other fired up. I love it. It shows that Cassius has the fire in his belly, maybe. I mean, obviously,
that we've been missing all
we don't know what he's gone through all season. Yeah. I mean, mentally, can't even imagine what he's gone through. But it seems like he's all the way back and enjoying basketball again, and he really wants to win. Like
he understands.
It's the end of the line for him. I mean, best way to talk about that, maybe we just go right into what are we going to, the final game of the season here?
Yeah.
It's Ohio State.
Well, I just want to mention during that game, same exact time that game was going on, we had Rutgers taking Maryland to the woodshed that made this whole dream possible.
Bless you, Rutgers. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you, boys, because we didn't want to have to worry rely on Michigan to win. So
clearly, we saw what happened.
Couldn't rely on that. Shout out to Rutgers.
Shout out. Big shout out.
Shout out to the Scarlet Knights. Hopefully that got them in the tournament.
Yeah, and not shout out to the Indiana Hoosiers, who couldn't close out Wisconsin.
Yeah, no one likes Indiana.
God.
Armpit of America.
God. Couldn't give us a helping hand. But yeah, let's get into this final game. What an emotional roller coaster of a game. And I don't think it could have gone any better for Cassius Winston.
Oh my God, the proper send off for a legend.
Yep.
It was
I said Cassius was gonna at least drop 25. Drop 27.
Casual 4 of 7 from 3 and 10 of 14 from the field, no big deal. 27, 6, and 4. No big deal. Hell of a senior night.
Yes.
Hell of a senior night. 39 minutes. I mean, you love what you got out of him. Now, Kyle Arns, a fellow senior, shout out to him. I thought he had some nice hustle plays during this game. Thought he played good defense, showed good hustle. I'd like to see him score a little bit more. He missed some open threes. Rocket, 10 three-point attempts again. However, four fell this time, so we will take that, 40%. 6 of 13 from the field, but 19 points and 5 rebounds. I'm not upset about it. Rocket Watts is looking like a player, bro.
Yeah, but like I said, he hit those few shots in the beginning, and then he kind of fell in love with the three, and he bricked a bunch, and kind
fine.
Of allowed.
He's going to, man. He's allowed, a streak shooter.
Yeah, he allowed Ohio State back into the game a little bit.
I wouldn't say it's just him.
That's true. But again, Henry, another 12 pointer.
Ball. He's been playing solid ball.
Hasn't been as turning it over. Hasn't looked
had zero
as
turnovers in this game.
Beautiful.
Zero in 37 minutes. That's what I want to see.
He hasn't looked as frantic when he drives it.
Yes.
He's looked a little more confident.
How about his shot with the right hand? He's been murdering people with that, dude.
Yep.
Oh, that's so impressive. Offhand, taking the ball to the hole, putting it up with his right hand in the lane. Insane. The ceiling's high for him, man. He needs to get out of his own head. It really is what it is. I mean, Tillman, beast, stat sheet stuffer, once again, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals. What can't the guy do? Shoot threes.
Yeah. He can shoot.
He can hit a 3 every now and then.
Yeah. I'm happy he's definitely shot less threes as the season's progressed, which is good.
Yes. No, I mean, he's starting to develop a little bit more of a post game.
Yeah, which we need because we have 100%. Nothing, no one else that can do anything in the post.
No. Literally nobody else. Quite literally no one else.
Yeah, but
Foster Lawyer played 1 minute in this game. I love to see that.
Yeah, I'd like that especially to continue. I think Izzo has finally wised up that you put Foster in, you're going to lose points in the game. And every point in a game
it's an
at this point
run.
In the season.
It's
yeah.
an instantaneous run when he comes into the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We better be up 30.
Well, now moving forward, where every game is even more important.
You can't lose a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I thought Malik Hall, I like what he's bringing to the team. He only had 3 points. He only took 2 shots, though. 6 rebounds, though, and 3 assists.
Yeah, he's been playing tough, man.
He's
very tough.
Bringing a different aspect of the game.
Like an Arns. He's bringing an Arns type.
An Arns energy.
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need a couple energy guys.
Yep.
I mean, Kith, you know. Kith is Kith. 2 points, 4 rebounds. We'll take it. I don't need much more out of Kith than that.
Nope. Solid.
I need 4 to 5 minutes out of Kith, and they better give me 4 or 5 rebounds. That's all I'm asking. And a putback. Not a dunk, just a putback layup from Kith.
That's all we need.
We appreciate that, Kith. I mean, I'm not asking for much more out of you. Now, a guy I do want to see more out of, and we're going to need more out of, because if anybody gets in foul trouble in the NCAA tournament, we need Gabe Brown to step up, bro, and get some confidence going.
Yeah, I agree.
He had it going during the beginning of the year, although I got to say, I think it was in this game when he had that take to the hole. And the finish, it was real smooth. I loved it. He looked like an NBA player on that move. Kid's got all the talent in the world. He's just got to get some consistency going. But overall, very happy with this game, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much controlled it from start to finish. And Cassius's last points in Breslin were a step back three. So that was beautiful to see. Like you said, we couldn't have planned it any better for Cassius Winston and the way he went out. But let's talk real quickly about the bitch boy, Chris Holman.
Oh, my God.
Getting angry.
And they took it back and he said, I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. I don't care. You said it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You said it.
You said it.
That was the heat of the moment. I don't care. You said it.
Brad Underwood hugged Tum Tum Nair. Brad Underwood hates everyone.
I kind of like Brad Underwood.
I kind of like him now. Yeah, because he hugged Tum Tum on our senior day. Yeah. Yeah. Brad Underwood, though.
And I don't know
the
if
least happy. He's the angriest human being on earth.
I don't want to change the subject, but I saw another thing at the end of Illinois' last game against Iowa. He signed a Fran McCaffrey.
I saw that. I did see that. Yes. All right, so he's a good guy. Brad Underwood. Yeah,
we both hate Fran McCaffrey. That's good.
I hate Fran McCaffrey. Yeah, he's just a pile
of
shit.
Back to Chris Holman.
You know who else complained about this kissing the Spartan?
Yeah,
Fran McCaffrey. Yep,
full circle.
Yeah, not good company. Not good company, Chris.
Yeah,
back to Chris Holman though, Gary. Thoughts? I mean,
there's nothing. I don't even need to say anything. He's just completely clueless for his opinion. I mean, I understand maybe the heat of the moment. You want to get off the court because your team just got your ass kicked.
Pitching to the ref. They can do it after the game. Okay, then beat us, and we will do it after the game.
Yep. But I
don't
think,
lose by
I think
double
we have
digits.
Done it even in losses, too. But
and if And I mean, we're not going to do it if it's like a 1-point game.
Well, right, exactly.
But still, get over it, bro. We've been doing it for over 20 years. I don't even know who you are or where you came from. Quite frankly, I don't care.
Yep. But Cassius getting sent off at Breslin with a Big Ten championship, his third as a starter. It's pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Real quick, our predictions for the game. It was 80-69 final. Clark had 82-64. So, you know, he missed it by, you know, a little bit there. 7 points or so.
2 points off state score.
Yeah, not bad. Gary had a 75-65 prediction. So
we're both pretty close.
Pretty close. But this is setting up right now. The way this team is playing, with Henry contributing, with Rocket Watts contributing, with Xavier Tillman playing some of the best defense we've seen all season, Cash is just being unconscious from three, and that's maybe the only thing that maybe won't be sustainable for the long term is his 3-point shooting. But the way this team is playing, I mean, I really don't feel like we could, you know, we could play with anyone in the country, and we are good enough to go on a run and win it all at this point in time.
I think with the proper seeding, yes.
Yeah, obviously, you know.
No fans. We'll get to that.
We will get to that in a second. It will be interesting to see what the Big Ten tournament does after the announcement today with the NCAA tournament. But again, we'll get to that here
Big
in a
Ten
second.
Big Ten tournament's going on as planned, they said.
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, now that the NCAA has kind of like trumped everyone and came out and said.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's give our quick Big Ten tourney preview. So MSU is slated to play Friday, and they're going to be going up against either Ohio State or Purdue, which should be an interesting game. I'd love to get another shot at Purdue. And
I really would love another shot at Purdue.
Go on our finish off our revenge tour full circle.
Yeah, I mean, at Mackey, we couldn't score, and Purdue was just throwing up backwards half-court shots, and they were going in. So.
I'd love to play a Purdue-Indiana-Wisco Big Ten tournament championship route.
Oh, Indiana. Wow. That's quite a run for them. You have them going on through Penn State and Maryland.
I'm just saying it would be.
Is that a prediction that you're willing to put in stone?
No, I'm just saying it would be nice. It would, you know, complete our revenge tour for the year.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice. I agree.
But let's talk about actual predictions. So we'll start in some other games. Then we'll come to the Michigan State, whoever we think we're going to play, Ohio State or Purdue. So let's start with that Michigan-Rutgers game. Who do you think is going to win
Michigan
that game?
Michigan is going to beat Rutgers.
Well, they beat them twice in the regular season.
I like Michigan to beat Rutgers.
I think matchup-wise, I also agree with you. I think Michigan is going to beat Rutgers in that game. So I think I have Minnesota playing through. I think they play like Northwestern or something. I had Indiana and Minnesota, I think, playing through, assuming wins over Nebraska and Northwestern, respectively. So
yeah.
I got Iowa and Minnesota set up. Who do you like in that game?
I like Iowa to beat Minnesota. I think they are a clear-cut better team. They have the Big Ten Player of the Year. Luka Garza's a beast.
Yeah, but again, Minnesota, this is it. They're playing with their backs against the wall. They got to win out to try to make it in the tournament.
They can just have a seat in the NIT if that tournament even happens.
Okay, that's true. I'm going to also go with Iowa for the similar reasons.
So much better than Minnesota.
Yeah, they are on a little cold streak right now to finish the season, but I think...
The Iowa-Illinois game was really good the other night.
Yeah.
I was watching
Illinois is playing at a high level.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. Let's go Indiana-Penn State. Penn State also on a very cold streak.
Big-time slump for Penn State.
Yeah. They could really drop in seeding.
I think this conference, I think... I like Penn State to get back on... But Indiana needs to win.
I think it's going to be Indiana. I think Indiana
Penn
has
State's
more
firmly
to play
in the
with.
Tournament. Give me Penn State beating Indiana.
Okay, I'm taking Indiana on that game. That's kind of how I felt. Hopefully we get to play them. We'll see. So let's go to Michigan State, their potential opponent, Ohio State or Purdue. Purdue in a similar situation, maybe in a worse situation than Indiana, where they pretty much need to win a couple games to get into the tournament. Do you see Purdue beating Ohio State? They lost their last game at home to Rutgers. Rutgers
beat
first.
Purdue in Mackey. That's insane.
Yep. Something we could not do, sadly.
Jesus Christ.
So who do you like in that game, Clark?
Man, that's a tough call.
That is a very tough call.
10-7 match. I mean, I think Purdue's got a lot to play for. I think Ohio State's firmly in the tournament.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter as much for their seeding. I mean, I think they're. I mean, Ohio State's a good team, man. I don't think they're a bad basketball team at all. I think Ohio State's just better than Purdue.
That's how I feel.
I want to play Purdue. I want a shot at Purdue, but I think Ohio State beats Purdue.
I'm gonna say Purdue beats Ohio State actually, just for the fact that they have to win. They have to win to get in the tournament. That's their only shot. They're playing with their backs completely against the wall. If they don't win that game, they're not. They have no shot of getting in the tournament.
Yep.
So that's why I'm going to say Purdue wins the game.
And also, by the way, let's just talk about how winning this tournament means nothing.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about
the
that
NCAA
next.
The NCAA committee has already said that this game means nothing.
Well, we saw
based by our seeding
last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Absolutely means nothing. I mean, we beat Michigan in the matter twice, and they were a top 15 team, and
so
it literally meant nothing.
It didn't matter. So let's back to the top.
Okay, so
Michigan versus Wisconsin.
Yep. Who do you like win that game? Wisco.
I'm going to go.
8-game win streak right now.
Yeah, I'll go with the hot team here. I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Yeah, Michigan, man, they have really fallen off as well here as the season has progressed.
I mean, they don't have a big man, dude. John Teske's huge, and he can't rebound. I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, you need your big man to be able to pull down those bounds. So, yeah, I'm going to go Wisconsin as well. Advancing, and then we're gonna have
Iowa, Illinois.
Yeah, another rematch of the final game
of
the season.
This is a matchup. I am going to go.
I'm gonna go Illinois.
I'm gonna go with the Hawkeyes in this one.
Okay, there you go.
A little payback for. I hate Fran McCaffrey, and I don't like picking him, but I think Luka Garza's gonna get hot.
Okay, getting hot going right into the tournament.
Yep.
So you predicted Penn State. I predicted Indiana, and they're going to be going up against Maryland. Who do you like?
I like Maryland to win that game. Regardless.
I'm going with the upset.
Wow.
Indiana over Maryland.
Wow.
I mean, Maryland's been playing not that great basketball the last few games of the season.
Sure.
So it should be interesting. And this is going to be setting up what I had alluded to earlier in the show, the revenge tour, full circle. So
Michigan
MSU,
State, Ohio State.
Well, you have Ohio State at Purdue. So what do you think?
I mean, give me MSU versus Ohio State. Okay. I think they're better.
I think if we get Purdue, that would be great for us. I think it might be scary because, like I said, Purdue needs to win every single game they can. So I think it'll be a close game, but I think Michigan State will pull it off and advance to the next round to play
Maryland.
Well, you're saying Maryland. I'm saying Indiana. So let's look at the other matchup, Wisconsin versus, you're saying Iowa. I'm saying Illinois.
That's correct.
Wisconsin versus Iowa. Who you
Hawkeyes.
Got? Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
going to
final. I don't like Wisconsin. I think they're fraudulent.
Going to the final,
Iowa. I like the Hawkeyes to get to the final. Yeah.
I'm going to pick Illinois to upset
I'm
Wisconsin.
I'm fine with that pick, yeah.
I'm going to have Illinois going right into the finals and maybe claim a part of that Big Ten championship they missed out on. So I got Michigan State versus Indiana. Or did we already pick that one?
No.
Oh, no. I got Michigan State versus Indiana. You got Michigan State versus Maryland, round three. Obviously, like I said, I predicted the revenge tour to come full circle, so I'm predicting a victory over Indiana. How do you see it going against Maryland? You see the upset happening?
Winning this tournament's not that big of a deal. So it really depends on what Tom's planning on doing minutes-wise with his, you know, stars. We can't get anybody injured. You know, it's going to be a long week next week with the NCAA tournament. You got to be careful. I mean, he's got to pick and choose when he's going to play Cash. I mean, Lawyer's going to play in one of these games.
That is the thing. If anything with this tournament, get Lawyer some playing time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If needed in the regular tournament, we're
going
to need it.
Or get Rocket going at the point guard, too.
Yes. Yes, please.
I just don't know what he's going to do with the minutes. I don't know where the guys are going to be at, but I really think this team really wants to win. I don't think they're going to be like, they're going to take it lightly. They've done it before. They did it last year. You know, the defending tournament champions.
And that momentum.
I was an idiot, and I picked Maryland to destroy us in College Park, and the boys threw it right back in my face. So I'm just not going to doubt them here. I'm going to take Michigan State to the chip.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to have, like I said, I'm going to have them beating
And I'm
Indiana.
Not going to have them losing to Fran McCaffrey, so I'm going to take the boys to win the whole
there
thing.
You go.
There you go.
Clark's predicting a Big Ten tournament championship to pair with our nice Big Ten regular season championship. I seem like I'm a complete homer and have no credibility the more I pick Michigan State to win, but I just, it's hard for me to envision them losing games right now. Just
the
way we're playing.
They have the best roster in the conference. They should win the tournament.
I know. I want to pick Illinois to upset Michigan State, but I just, after watching the last game we played against them, I just think we are a superior team in all facets.
Very true.
And that's why I'm going to pick them to also win the Big Ten tournament.
Whoa.
Crazy. I know. The Red Cedar Rundown predicting Michigan State to win their all of their games.
I did predict them to lose to Maryland. One game all season.
Yep.
Only a game.
And they won that game.
They won it.
So. All right, so let's get this kind of ties into our next segment, which I've been doing the last couple of weeks, which is best case, worst case scenario. So we'll start with worst case scenario going into the NCAA tournament. That would be, I would assume, Michigan State losing in their first game either to Ohio State or
four
Purdue.
Or five.
I think we are no lower than a three seed. I'm going to say that right now. That's how I feel. Even with a loss to Ohio State or Purdue. I think if it's Ohio State, it would be better for us potentially.
Yeah, 100%.
But, I mean, I think there's no way that you can justify. I mean, we're, I think, 8-7 in quad one games. And, I mean, we're number 7 in the net, number 7 in KenPom.
Yeah, I mean, net
the
rankings,
metrics,
yeah,
the metrics, yeah. You know, they really love Michigan State for some reason. And that's why I believe. But it's very interesting. I was explaining this to Clark before the show started. The way that the S-curve works for the tournament, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but if you are the best two seed, you get paired in the worst one seed. So if we were to get a two seed, let's say we win out and win the Big Ten tournament and somehow move up into that last two seed spot, we're going to be paired with the best number one seed, which would be Kansas, which is pretty much the only team that I think
out of the one seeds,
yeah,
like, that I wouldn't want to face. Yeah. It's crazy that Dayton's going to be a one seed. That's just wild to me. Yeah. I mean, looking at it on paper, I mean, Zach is a good team, but I mean, Kansas is the team I wouldn't want to play. 100%.
Exactly. So let's say we do somehow win out and get into that top two seed spot. We would be put in Kansas's region.
The Midwest would be playing out of St. Louis.
Say we lose, if we do lose, we probably would be bumped back in the three seed slot. We'd probably be one of the last three seeds, I would assume.
So who would we play? We'd be in what region? What are we thinking?
Well, it depends. So if we are the best three seed, we're going to be placed in the worst number one bracket. If we are,
so that would be Baylor probably or Dayton.
Yep. If we are. Yeah. If we're the last three seed, we're going to be placed in Kansas's region.
Tuck me in the West with Gonzaga. Get me San Diego State as the two seed.
So really the sweet spot is going to be getting that, I would say, that top three seed is where we want to be. So
I
maybe
don't want to be
game.
A four or five. I'd rather play a two seed than a one seed in the Sweet 16.
Absolutely.
So I'd prefer to be the three. Obviously, mm-hmm. in the West. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. So we'll get into the best case scenario. Do you think we have a shot at the two seed at all if we win
out?
Oh, sure.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, if we win out and, you know, that'd be a win over another. Yeah. I think we'd be deserving of a two seed.
Well, if we won out.
I would be angry if we weren't a two seed. I'll put it to you that way.
I would say if we win out, that's three more quad one wins.
Yeah.
Based on.
And that's
got to
be up there with anybody in America.
That would put us at 11-7 in quad one games.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be deserving of a two seed. But like I said, Hick, honestly, I'd almost prefer a three. So, really, the sweet spot, I think, for Michigan State is to win a game and then potentially lose in the finals.
I mean, yeah.
Get the rest. Call it a night.
100%.
Especially with how much we play Cassius Winston, how much we play Xavier. And even I was surprised. Henry's been logging a ton of minutes lately.
Tons.
And those three guys are going to be extremely crucial to be making a run. And I felt like last year, especially in the Final Four, Cassius looked a little gassed by the end of it. He had a long season, and I think you know, you saw our shooting wasn't the best in that. I mean, obviously it was
no.
a lot to do with
yeah.
Texas Tech's length, but
jeez, dude, they were a real problem.
Yeah. So I think it's going to come down to matchups, and that's why it's going to be a very tricky situation to how Michigan State plays in the Big Ten tournament.
Yes.
But Tom Izzo, you know, he's always hated the Big Ten tournament. And in recent years, he's kind of more embraced it, and they've started to hang the banners. And I think like you said earlier, Michigan State's not going to go out there and try to lose a game.
No.
They're going to try to win the whole fucking thing.
It just depends on the rotations that Tom uses.
Yeah.
I think you'll see more situational guys. I think for us to go out and win the tournament, though, you're going to see a guy like Gabe Brown step up and maybe have a 15, 20-point game. Like
I don't even
like that.
Think that's necessary. If you still have Henry and Rocket contributing
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
Henry
way they are.
Yeah, Henry and Rocket aren't going to get taken off the court. They're going to play a lot.
Yeah. So, but like the one thing that you mentioned that I really like is, you know, get some other guys some playing time that haven't been playing all year.
Get Kith out there.
Get Lawyer out there. You never know you never know when they're going to be needed in the tournament. So
yeah,
give them as much playing time as possible. That's how I would utilize this time and these games that are basically meaningless in me and Clark's eyes.
Meaningless games.
All right, let's get into the next topic, which is pretty much dominating the entire media circus right now, which is the coronavirus. And I'm actually risking my life here to be giving you this podcast because my co-host potentially
could be,
patient zero.
Could be my last podcast. So 50-50, you know, we don't know. All jokes aside, though, I'm not too happy about this. I got an email from the CEO of my company at 5:30. No, it was about 5:45, right before I was about to come over here. And it was basically like, oh, well, there was 2 confirmed cases in Michigan and 1 confirmed case in our building. And I was like, what? How's this possible? I mean, it's a 15, 20-story, building in Southfield. So, I mean, I have no idea where the person was. They weren't from my company, but doesn't exactly make you have the feel goods, if you know what I mean, Gary. Like, there's a lot of dirty ass people in that building. I've seen them every single day. I had to take the elevator up to floor 9, and
there's some swine. Would
you
say
there's some swine? Yeah, and now I'm just not too comfortable about going to work.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't be either. Clark, actually, I appreciate it.
He gave me a heads up.
Full disclosure, let me know what the situation was, and I couldn't let the people down. I had to get a pot out for the people. So
could be the demise of all of us.
Yeah, could just infected my entire podcast studio and potentially my family. But
that was Gary's choice, not mine.
It was worth the risk.
I was willing to go home and quarantine myself. Okay.
I hope you guys are happy with my decision. We'll tell.
You better go online and give us good ratings, guys. I might need some medical help lately coming up here, so we might have to go get some donations. A GoFundMe going. Gary and I could both be out of commish. Marketing director Shayna. The kitties. Come on. The cats are fine. The cats are immune.
Pancakes here doing the podcast with us today. Thanks for coming in.
Ben. You're a good kid, Ben.
But obviously the big news today is NCAA tournament announced.
I just want to clarify, that was not a made up story that I just made up right there.
No,
that was
100%
true.
All facts coming.
Don't plan on dying, but if I do, someone burn that building to the ground. Okay? Burn it to the ground and piss on the ashes. Okay?
But no fans for the NCAA tournament.
The entire tournament.
Nope.
This is going to be wild.
Going to be one of the most interesting tournaments
we've ever had. I
love it,
actually, Gary.
Well, the one thing that is cool is they are going to let close family into the stadium. So it's
perfect.
Just only necessary personnel only, and I guess there's some things that they're going to do with the announcers as well.
What about the students? They're not allowed.
No, only close family. Nope.
No?
I don't know, actually. I haven't read about the bands.
There's no point in having the band if there's no fans.
No, only essential personnel is what the statement said. So I guess we'll find more detail about what essential
actually
means. We're going
to be able to hear Izzo say everything.
That's what people were saying online, which is you got to think about it.
They're going to have to mute him.
Yeah.
They're going to have some sort of like time lapse in between live and there's normally like a lag, obviously, between live, probably a couple second delay. But
I mean,
are you going to be able to catch up with Tommy Boy when he gets in the heat of the moment?
I mean, have you already seen this going on over in Italy? All of those soccer games are played to fanless stadiums.
Well, they're not even playing anymore in Italy.
Okay.
They just shut down Serie A until further notice.
Okay. Yeah, but more and more, this is affecting everything. I think the NBA is taking a hiatus, and it's affecting work. It's affecting
I'm glad
life.
It's not. They didn't cancel the tournament.
Yeah,
for selfish reasons.
Well, they did cancel the Ivy League tournament, which I think was
alert
a,
the media.
I think that was a selfish move, though, because I mean, you got to think about these student athletes.
Oh yeah, so
seniors.
So does the conference champion just get the automatic bid?
Yep, they already
are. That's dirty, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. For a conference like that, that's only going to get one bid. That's your. It means so much more.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Big Ten, 10 teams are probably getting in. So
exactly.
It's like no one cares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and think about the seniors. They're expecting to play at least one more game.
Yeah, man. Oh, my. Yeah, it just ended. Oh, wow.
Just done.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I think it's awful.
Move the tournament if you're not comfortable with where it is.
Move it.
Were they having it in Boston?
Somewhere on the East Coast.
I know Boston's heavily infected with this, but, like, yeah, move it, man. If they can coordinate the NCAA tournament, pretty big tournament. Pretty sure you could figure out the Ivy League tournament and find a gym to play it in.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Another thing that one of our dear friends, Rose, out in Houston brought up is, will they change the venue locations for some of these? Because now that doesn't matter. And especially like these big stadiums, is it even worth playing in these large stadiums for,
Farmington High School, I heard, is an option.
It will be interesting to see.
Shout out to the Falcons.
It will be very interesting to see, this whole thing is bigger than sports, clearly. It's affecting, everyone's daily lives. And
how crazy would it be the Final Four just in an empty football stadium?
Michigan State winning the national championship to no one.
The Super Regionals in Houston for one of the West region, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I'm not sure.
Didn't they cancel all sporting events in Houston? Didn't the mayor say, like, everything? That could get moved. The Super Regional for Houston, for the South. I could see that getting moved.
Well, I know, like, Washington, they made a ban, like, no events with 250 people or more. So there's different, like, restrictions.
I mean, music festivals are getting moved.
Yep.
Coachella.
Yeah.
Moved out to the fall.
Pretty crazy times
really
right now.
Didn't matter.
But how do you think that will affect teams? Do you think that could...
I don't think it'll affect this team. Our team's going to be fine.
Yeah.
They've been there.
Do you think that is going to favor... underdogs, or do you think that's going to favor favorites?
I think it favors favorites, to be honest with you, because I think underdogs feed off of fan favoritism. And you got to think, at these NCAA tournament games, there's four teams playing in, upwards of four teams, there's eight teams playing in each location to start off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I remember a few years back when they had it in Auburn Hills, Michigan and Michigan State were playing on the same day. So you have State fans rooting against Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So that all happens. Like the underdog, they'll cheer for the opposing team.
That's true.
So the opposing team gets more people rooting for them.
But then you look at favorites where they're placed in regions and locations that are
favorite for them.
Advantageous for them.
I think it works well in a team like us, right?
Yeah.
Where we're not going to be the one seed. We're not going to have, the direct, full arena for that. We're like Dayton. They're going to be in New York. But Gonzaga, Los Angeles, Kansas in the Midwest, Baylor in the South. I mean, it favors them, obviously, in their fan bases, but no fan bases, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's a true neutral court, Gary.
I said that.
You did.
True neutral
court game. I think this
and
is
I
where
think
you
it will
see.
Actually be kind of cool if it's just like the family behind the benches.
Yeah.
That could have a little cool effect to it.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah,
I'm actually
gonna be
excited to see it.
Very interesting to see.
Yeah.
It will be like nothing I've ever seen in
Hopefully
my life
I live
in sports.
Long enough to see it.
Of course, that
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
And me
let's,
too.
Let's live long enough and then we'll get there. Yeah.
Okay. First things first. So let's get into the mailbag. And our first question comes from Jovi, Salty Dog, out in Denver. Happy birthday to Jovi. He got a Big Ten championship for his birthday.
I'm pretty sure his wife is given birth or is giving birth. So
I think
did she give birth already?
I think she might have. I'm not sure.
Hold on. I did find out Jovi's wife did have their child.
There
Shout
you
out
go.
To baby Salt. Shout out to Salt and his wife.
There we go.
Congratulations, guys.
Beautiful. So I'll read the question. He says, who on the team and coaching staff is most susceptible to coronavirus?
Oh.
And who has the strength to defeat it? Would you just automatically say Foster is
yeah,
the most susceptible?
I mean, the guys that really, stand out to me on the team that look like they could catch a good case. Obviously, this is all hypothetical and nobody needs to blow it out of proportion. I mean, the Clarkston boys really stand out for me. Kith and Lawyer just kind of...
And I would say Cash definitely can defeat it because...
Cash already defeated it. He's immune. Cassius Winston's immune to Corona. I mean, Cash, 100%. I mean, coronavirus doesn't want any part of Gabe Brown either, I don't think.
Nope.
X, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
He blocked the shit out of coronavirus, let me
tell
you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pretty much, the starting five's good, I think, you know. But, I mean, specifically Cash Winston. I mean, Ian.
Absolutely. Hopefully no one gets it, and obviously this is all hypothetical, and we wish Corona upon no one.
100%.
Especially me and Clark. That's all right. Move on to our next question coming from Dean H. in Wayne. He says, what are your thoughts on the outcome of the tournament? I'm conflicted. I would hate to lose this late in the season, but playing three games in 3 days to win also doesn't sound like a great thing for a fairly thin squad either. Anyway, Izzo limits Cash and or X Mins.
Yeah, I definitely think,
I think at least one
of the games he's going to limit their minutes.
I would hope that he does.
Cash should not be playing 40 minutes a game 3 days in a row.
Nope, absolutely not.
Don't need it, can't have it. So, yeah, he's going to have to do it. It's not going to be a matter of if. It will happen.
Yep.
It will happen.
I know they have a four-day break after if they do make it to the championship.
Yeah,
they have
sure.
a four-day, potentially five-day if they play on Friday. But
yeah.
still, you want, at this point in the season, they need as much rest as possible. I think you don't want to play Cassius more than 30 minutes in any of these games, if possible.
I think the one he would play 40 in would probably be the title game if
yeah,
they get there.
If they get there.
Yeah.
I would allow
and
it.
And depending on opponent. It
yep.
really just comes down to opponent as well.
Absolutely. And then we have a question. This actually came this week, but it's more our last week. This was more applicable to this week. It's from Guy on Ferndale. Said, would you prefer to get a loss out of the way in the Big Ten tournament?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, rather than the other tournament. Yeah.
Right. Do you think that's beneficial, though? Like, last year you saw, I mean, we won.
Well, you could just not lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Could just win both.
Could just win
nine straight games.
Do you think that's harder to do?
I think we'll put it at 13 straight.
Do you think that's harder to do, though, rather than getting a loss out of the way and... Or do you think that it's
well,
just
I don't know,
it's not
man.
It's
I think
not
with
significant.
This team, I don't know.
Winning 13 straight games
when
is insane.
It's crazy. I think, you know, there's pros and cons to both. I mean, I don't like losing, period. I would just prefer to win, obviously, in an ideal world. But, I mean, if you lose a tough game in the championship game, it's not the end of the world. Who cares?
Yeah.
No big deal. That game means nothing. I mean, you get to hang a banner. That's fun.
I
enjoy winning. But... Getting it out of the way, yeah, I guess, but I just don't want it to turn into bad play moving forward. That's
right.
The only thing I worry about is if it's like, if we go out and play well and we lose, then yeah, I guess I'm not going to be that upset, but what, it's rarely that we play well when we lose.
Yeah.
It's usually that we shoot ourselves in the foot and we play one half of absolutely dog shit basketball. And I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see us play bad basketball
and
for a half.
And I think more in college basketball more than any sport, confidence is so important.
Huge.
So important. So yeah, I think the more we win and the more we play, I mean, you've seen the confidence build with this team. And I mean, even that Penn State game when we got down, they were hitting all those threes. I didn't think this team was rattled one bit, and they knew they could come back and win, and they did. And I think you've seen that carry pretty much through all these games here for it. And I think Izzo even said it in the Iowa game, if we beat Iowa, we're gonna win the rest of our, we're gonna beat Maryland, we're gonna beat Penn State. He knew that. Because the confidence would build in this team. And so, yeah, it's hard to say. Like I said, we'd have to win 13 straight games potentially to win the national championship if we do win the Big Ten tournament. But I never want to lose.
I don't like losing.
And that's what it comes down to. So let's win it all, baby.
I like that, Gary.
And that's going to do it for our show this week. We appreciate you guys all listening. We'll probably be back at some point next week for a full NCAA tournament.
Probably.
100% we'll be back.
Maybe. Thoughts and prayers for the Red Cedar Rundown. Tease and peace, please.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You just type in Red Cedar Rundown on any of those social media channels, and you will find us, and you just click the follow button. Rate us and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, Stitcher,
anything.
App. That you use, we are on. And like I've said every time, if we're not on it, tell us. We'll make sure we are.
I do have to say one more shout out really quick to our boy, Billy G.
Billy G.
He spoke the Big Ten Championship into existence on Twitter.
I gotta give him credit.
And I will give him credit. He's kind of back. He's not fully back yet, but he's kind of back. He's limping back towards stardom and maybe earning another, you know, I'm not going to say that we will have him back on the pod, but maybe we will.
Is he heading to the sports book now, newly opened?
Oh, I'm sure he was there.
Okay. Well, I want to hear how he did
it. I'm not going to reveal Billy's, you know, what he does, but he's got a bookie, obviously. You know?
He's got a guy.
He's got a guy. You know, if you're Billy G, you got a guy.
There's been some talk about having Billy G back on the show. We'll see if he can play himself back onto the show.
Heard he already booked Final Four tickets, and look what happened last year when Billy went to the Final Four. Go ahead and cancel those tickets. Oh, wait. What an idiot. He can't even go. What a loser.
So maybe we'll have Billy G on for the final.
Oh, God, that's so fucking great. Oh, my God. He bought Final Four tickets. Oh, what an idiot. Oh, man. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. That was fun. Billy, I hope you're listening.
Love you, Billy. We really do.
Yeah.
Like we say every time, tell your friends, tell your family, and as always,
go green.
Go white.